Hello, friends, and welcome to The Daily Good. I'm Peter, and this is a podcast of upbeat news, thoughts, stories, and music from all around the world. This podcast is here to give your day a dose of the positive instead of the relentless onslaught of news and information that revolves around the negative. Good things are happening all the time, but it's usually harder to find than the rest of the news. So, this is a brief daily oasis where I'll collect and share some of the good stuff. I certainly understand that it's important to stay aware of the issues of the day, but that can get overwhelming sometimes, and I know that I could sure use some daily reminders of the good that's out there and the great things that are happening all the time, all over the world. So with that said, here's the daily good. And welcome to this episode of The Daily Good. I'm glad you have stopped in today. We have some really good stuff in the podcast, starting with a story coming to us from England. It starts off kind of crappy, and then it gets a whole lot better. A doctor named Tom Rountree Carey was working his shift at a hospital called Royal Gwent Hospital. And when he came out to drive home at the end of his shift, his Prius wasn't working. It was making a really horrible revving sound, so he turned it off and turned it back on again and could drive it a little bit, but then the noise started up again, so he turned it off and called a mechanic who came and put it up on a lift and said, "Guess what? Your catalytic converter was stolen while you were at work." He was sure that this was the case because, as the mechanic said, there was no chance that he could have driven to work without the catalytic converter. So it had to have been stolen, and it had to have been stolen while he was on shift. He's in his first year at the hospital, having just qualified as a doctor from King's College London, and was looking after coronavirus patients in the respiratory unit. And he said he was absolutely devastated that this had happened to him. His dad posted about this on Facebook, and an offer to replace the part came in from a parts service place nearby, and then it was installed for free at another garage nearby. So the doctor himself said, "The theft was a hard feeling to describe because I didn't really believe it. The more you think about it, the more reprehensible it becomes. This happened when we were supposed to be in lockdown. That did make me feel very disappointed in people, but it was the complete opposite of that when it got fixed for free. I was just incredibly grateful. It was a nice feeling. I dropped off some beers at the garages to say thank you." So, again, it's impressive what we are capable of doing, sort of culturally or as a species, I guess, perhaps, when we decide that doing the right thing every now and then, if it's within our means, is worth sacrificing, perhaps, you know, a few dollars worth of labor or a few dollars worth of parts in order to take care of someone who just kind of needs a helping hand in a rough time. Now we come to the good word, a time where we read some beautiful poetry or we talk about some great literature or just some very good literature. And sometimes it's inspirational quotes, which is what we have today. The quote for today comes from Henri Nouwen, who was a great thinker, philosopher, and theologian, originally from the Netherlands, who lived a lot of his life in Canada. And the quote says, "Did I offer peace today? Did I bring a smile to someone's face? Did I say words of healing? Did I let go of my anger and resentment? Did I forgive? Did I love? These are the real questions. I must trust that the little bit of love that I sow now will bear many fruits here in this world and the life to come." I don't really have a whole lot to add to that. There's not a whole lot of speculation and meditation, I think, that particular quote needs. It's just very important questions, I think, for all of us to ask ourselves, you know, at the end of the day, and maybe even more proactively at the beginning of the day as we're heading out into the world, however we head out into the world, So I'm just going to read it one more time. Did I offer peace today? Did I bring a smile to someone's face? Did I say words of healing? Did I let go of my anger and resentment? Did I forgive? Did I love? These are the real questions. I must trust that the little bit of love that I sow now will bear many fruits here in this world and the life to come. Henri Nouwen. And so we come to the second good news item for this podcast, and this one also comes from the UK. I'm going to just chalk this up to my deep-seated Anglophilia, and it just seems that when I'm looking around trying to find good news stories, a lot of them do seem to be coming from England and Scotland and Ireland, and what can I say? This one involves a mother of two who runs a cleaning firm, and one of her clients described to her how tired his wife was after a busy hospital shift as an intensive care nurse. She was so struck by what he had to say that she essentially has a routine of work, dinner, bath, bed, and repeat, that she felt compelled to put together some little care packages, what she called pamper bags, to donate to the local NHS workers as a way of saying thank you to them. So she put out a call online for donations to help fill some of these pamper bags, and she was expecting to get enough contributions to, as she said, quote, maybe fill a few dozen bags, unquote. Well, she got hundreds of donations, chocolates, beauty essentials, razors, toothbrushes, hand sanitizer, moisturizer, spare gloves, and even discount vouchers from some of the nearby businesses. She got enough donations to fill more than 200 of her so-called pamper bags. She was quoted as saying, "Everyone wants to help, to give something back, and to say thank you." And a spokesman for the nearby hospital charity thanked her for her exceptional kindness and said, quote, "We really are overwhelmed by the fantastic support from the local community. Thank you for all you have done for your local hospital," he said. And again, as we find ourselves in really unusual, very trying times all around the world, I think it's important to remember that we can all do things like this. So maybe rack your brain a little bit today and see if you can find ways where you might be able to make a difference for some of the healthcare workers and first responders in your area. Yes, other people may step in and do it, but why not you? We could all participate. We can all be involved. And this brings us to Wonderful World, one of my favorite parts of the podcast, where we get to travel the world together through the marvels of modern technology. And today we are apparently sticking with an Anglophilia theme, and we are heading to the British Museum in London. Definitely one of my happy places, and a spot where you could spend days, if not weeks, every single day going in there and still not scratch the surface, really. There's just so much to explore, so much to learn there. So the good news is that the British Museum has interactive online exhibits that you can view. There are almost 50 of them that you can just sort of peruse from their main website. But I wanted to draw your attention to something else that they have available, which is called the Museum of the World Tour, which is this really cool interactive online tour experience where it lays out a virtual timeline of our planet, and you can scroll forward and back through time, and it has different tracks for different regions of the Earth, and you can click on different dots which represent different exhibits or different parts of the British Museum, and you can learn more about specific artifacts that they have there. You really have to sort of see it to know what it is that I'm talking about. So there will be a link to the Museum of the World Tour on the episode notes for this episode at the website www.the-daily-good.com, and you can go and probably kill quite a few blissed out hours wandering around the British Museum virtually and exploring their Museum of the World tour. And wrapping things up today with Sounds Good, where we talk about music that I think is pretty great. And today we are diving into the realm of hip hop and leading things off with a recommendation for a group that I consider one of the all-time great recording groups, regardless of genre, and that is A Tribe Called Quest. You've probably heard their music around, whether you knew it or not, and this is your chance to go and dive into their catalog and get into some of their stuff. They were a big part of the soundtrack of my youth. They were super important to the hip-hop community in the 1990s. I loved them for reasons that are obvious now in hindsight, but a lot of what they sampled in their songs came from recordings of jazz music. I just liked it because it sounded kind of laid back and funky, and their rhymes are really complex, and their use of cadence and meter is really sophisticated. I really loved everything that I heard from them. So there are many, many albums and anthologies that you can choose from in their catalog. I'm gonna recommend that you start with Low End Theory, one of their classic albums, and then the subsequent album Midnight Marauders, which was one of the first CDs that I ever owned, he said, dating himself badly. They both hold up beautifully, and had it not been for the passing of one of their founding members, Fife Dog, several years ago, I like to think that they would still be putting out music creatively as a collective. As it stands, we still have their phenomenal recordings to go back and enjoy now. So again, A Tribe Called Quest. Go out and check out Low End Theory or Midnight Marauders as albums if you want to start there. Otherwise, you could probably just look up a compilation and hit shuffle, and I think you'll like what you hear. That's it for the Daily Good today. There are links to everything we talked about in today's podcast on the website at www.the-daily-good.com. Thanks for joining me. Come back tomorrow or anytime you need a boost.